We are on Daf, Samach Zayin, Amud Aleph, in the middle of Tosfos Devarim Asrael, Amar Ule. We're in the midst of a machlokes between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. Rabbeinu Tam held that Ule, Rabbi Yochanan hold that Yush is Kaine. Afal Pikein, the Gabi, a mitzvah, there's still a psul of gozel, there's still a psul of mitzvah bo ba'aveira. It mentioned, according to the Ksav Sofer, they hold that since the gozlan acquires the dover ha-gozel after yish al yidei kinyon igzele, so it's a posel ha-shaloi, it's a shaloi that was acquired through gezel, so that's why it's posel lakrov. Wanted to say a different shot, that could be that Ula holds that there's a shir in the kinyan, that even though yish is kind, it's only kind of the guf hadover, but the shavius hadover still belongs to the nigzal, so therefore that's called, it's a mum in the chayfetz. The gezel shaboy is boilet in the chayfet, since the shavya still belongs to the nigzel, so you see that it is gozel. That is the shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. And the ri is chaylik. The ri holds if yish would be kaine, so then there was no psul of mitzvah bo baveire. If the gozel is kaine with yish, there is no psul of mitzvah bo baveire. And ule, Rabbi Yochanan Hold will see that Yush is not Koine. Since Yush is not Koine, and the whole Kinyan, the whole Korban comes about through Shini Rishus, or Shini Hashem, that the Gmar Hoitzor Mirshus HaNigzal comes about through Hegdish, and that's called a mitzvah Bo Ba'avere, that the mitzvah is misayeya in the gmar hagezel. That's a psul of mitzvah bo baveira. But if one of the gazlan is kainet already, and then he wants to make it for a kolb, and then he wants to do a mitzvah with it, then there's no psul of mitzvah bo baveira. Now we are around 8 lines from the bottom. The middle of the line, V'hoda Omar B'reisha Gozal Kameh, Reisha Gozal Soh Chitim. Mora brings, a person stole a soh of chitim. Tochno, he ground it. Losho, he kneaded it. He made a dough. Afo, he baked it. Ve'irem imenu chalo. So it says in the B'reisha, Ketzad Mevorech, Einze Mevorech, Elo Menai. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that the Tana, this Tana holds, Shinui Loikaine. So if there's no Kenyan Shinui, so we understand very well that it's, so the whole Afroshus Chalos on the Dover HaGozel, Einzim Avoy Chalamanait, the Dochi Loihosam, the Gemara is Matre, the motzi sova ba'alma de shini kaine. It could very well be that shini is kaine. So the minute the gazlan was toichen the chitin, he was kaine the chitim b'shini maise. He made from chitim kemach. If he holds shini is kaine, so what is the problem? V'hochem mishum mitzvah habo ba'aveira. No, it's possible it's mitzvah bo ba'avera. So this Gemara is a mirror de keraya to the Rabbeinu Tam. The whole sheet of the Ri was that if it belongs to you, there's no psul of mitzvah bo ba'avera. The whole psul mitzvah bo ba'avera the mitzvah comes through an avera. The mitzvah is misayeya in the avera. That's mitzvah bo ba'avera. But if it became yours already, and there's no psul of mitzvah bo ba'avera. So Tosfos asks this kasha. This is a very difficult gemara according to the Ri. af al gav de kodom koidem lochem. So we see, not like the Ri. So Tosfos answers, le'inyan brocha lahazkir shem shamayim olov roi lahachmer yoysel. So Tosfos says a very interesting teretz, and we'll elaborate soon. So Tosfos says, gabi the halacha of mitzvah bo baveire, if a person acquired the chayfetz before he did the mitzvah, there's no psul of mitzvah bo baveire. Now that what the Gemara says mitzvah bo baveire, the Gemara means to make a broche on something that was stolen, even though it's his, gabi broche, one should be machma. That's from a mele, broche does not have the same guidelines as mitzvah. Even though the Gemara says mitzvah bo baveire, but the Gemara means lagabi broche, we're machma. If the whole mitzvah came about through an avera, you don't make a broch on it. So there's a kasha on this teretz. So Tosfos is now a really a moide b'mitzvah to the Rabbeinu Tam. That means Tosfos also, if you're koine, there's no mitzvah bo b'aveira, but a broch you won't make. In broch the Rabbeinu Tam is right, but in mitzvah the Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. So the Marsha, Bayos, the Maram, and Sukkot, ask a major de kekashe. The Gemara Masech de Sukkot says that by Avankeri, the Gemara said that the Avankeri cannot cut the Hadassim himself. He has to tell the guy to cut it. Because maybe it's a Karka Gzule, and by cutting it himself, he's gazloning. So the Gemara asked, "Leknino b'shini Hashem b'shini Maisa, Maisa Kasha, what's the problem? The Gazlan could be koine the Hadassim afilu. The Gazlan cuts it, and he became a Gazlan through cutting it. But later, when he makes the Agad, Lulav Tzorich Agad, so he should be koine the Hadassim b'shini Hashem b'shini Maisa." So Tosfos had brought a raya from that Gemara, that if he's koinet, you see there's no problem of mitzvah bo baveira. That was Tosfos' raya. You see there's no problem of mitzvah bo baveira after he's koinet, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Fregen the achroinim, fine. But al kaponim, what'll be legabi abroche? Legabi abroche, Tosfos is smited to the Rabbeinu. You can't make a broch, even though it's yours, even though you were kind of b'shinoi. That's this baraisa. I gozol so shal chitim tochna v'losha v'of. He was kind of with v'shinoiim already. Afal pikein, you're not allowed to make a broch. Because gabi broch, you have to be machma. You mask Hashem Shemayim. So you mask Hashem Shemayim. So gabi broch, you have to be machma. So the Gemara asked Akasha, why does the Avankeri have to tell the guy to cut it? Let him cut it himself. No, be kind of b'shini mais or b'shini Hashem. But if he'll cut it himself, he won't be able to make a broche. So that's why you tell the guy to cut it, so he won't be a gazla. This is a murdik Akasha that the Chayinim ask on the Ri, on Tosfos. I'd just like to say over a beautiful teretz that the Sav Seifer in Gittin says, Amir Diketeretz, there's a Taz in Hilchus Tzitzis. The Taz in Hilchus Tzitzis says, there's two types of broches. There's a broche that starts with Alamed. There's a broche that starts with Al. There's two different types. So the Taz says, the translation of each broche has a different translation. When you make a brocha with a lamed, so I'm saying, shikichonu b'mitzvaysa b'tzibonu lomoel esabem. That means the father makes, there's a mitzvah on the father, lomoel esabem. So you make a brocha, I'm mitzuve to do this. So the brocha is on the pu'ula I am doing. That's the brocha with a lamed. For example, the moyo doesn't make lomer lesaben, the male makes alhamila. There's no specific tzivoy on him. days. He's not mitzuva to be mal. There's a tzivui, ala mila. It's, so Taylor kicks up Seifa Amiridike Volta. If a person stole something, and he stole a social chitim, and a tochna, losha, ofa, and then he's gonna make a broche. So he can make a broche. What is the broche by chala? Le hafrish chala. So he's saying the Rabbeinu Shalom was mitzava me to be mafrish chala. So that means you, that means you hear what you're saying over here. Do gazlan, do oisvav. You're saying the Rabbeinu Shalom told me la hafrish chala. From this he said, it because the lamed is going on the pula I am doing. So you did an isa of gzeila, you did a maisa of gzeila, you made an isa through gzeila, and then you're saying the Rabbeinu Shalom told me to do this. La'afchish chala min isa, from this isa. The Taz says when you say a lamed, so the lamed is going on the pula you are doing. That pshat what Taisri says, la'haskir shem shamayim olof. Roy lahachmel yoise to say such a statement lahafrish chala mina ise that this ise that I'm being ma the Rebbein Shalom told me to do it chasmish shalom you're a gazlan I now I was kind of but listen don't say to be mafske shem shemaim lahafrish chala mina ise that will never would be matter for you to make a broch einzem avoich elamanayit what is the broch that you make on hadasim. You make al netilas lulav. Al netilas lulav. That's a parva broche. I'm not saying in my broche that the Rebbeinu Shalom told me to do this. I'm making a broche al netilas lulav. The Rebbeinu Shalom told Klal Yisrael to take a lulav. So the broche is not going on the pula I am doing. The broche is going on the Indian. I'm making a broche that Klal Yisrael has a mitzvah of netilas lulav. That's no problem. The whole Gemara was only, that's what the Ksav Sefer says, the whole Rabbeinu Tam was only said by a broche lahafrish chalel, because there it's going lahaskir shem shamayim on the pool I'm doing, that's roi lahachma yoise. That is a teretz that the Ksav Sefer says on the Marsho's Kashin, the Maram's Kashin. Inami, hosom, Dichi ba'almehu. Then Taisvis says another term. Taisvis wants to. The Gemara wanted to say that this time the whole Chinoy is not koine. So the Gemara says, it's not muchach. Could be he holds Chinoy koine and it's still a mitzvah baba beira. Ein achinami. The way he's madche. The raya is a raya. He holds like the Rabbeinu Tam. That's right. He said, could be, even though he was kind of still a mitzvah b'abeir. But it's only a dichri. The Gemara doesn't remain with this. Lefiya emes, the emes is, why is ein ze mevorech elamanayitz, is because Shini is not kind of takim. Since Shini is not kind of, that is why it's called a mitzvah b'abeir. Al Koponim, so this was a problematic Gemara according to the Ri, and the Ri took care of this Gemara either. Broche Shaini or Tzadichi Ba'alme. Vahashte, so now the Ri starts putting together all the pieces. He wants us, as he says as follows. Vahashte. Le'el porech abaye shapa mikobonei v'loi hagozol. He says, before Abaye asked a good kashem, mikobone v'loi hagozol, di yishkone amai mitzol olechosh mitzvah bo b'aveire. He says, there he's asking a kashem, that if it says, mikobone v'loi hagozol, di yishkone, he said, if Yish is koine, that means he's koine with Yish, and my mifsel, holei choshev mitzvah bo baveirim, it's not called a mitzvah bo baveirim, kivin de koidim shekdisho konom. Because if Yish is koine, so it's shaloi, so memele, there would nothing be wrong with the kolben. It's his. Elavada Yish greide loikoni. Yish is not koni. Ela machmas shehigdisha. Yish isn't kainin. And the whole way becomes a korban because he was magdish et avel a yish vishini rishus, a yish vishini Hashem. So it comes out that the korban is messiah in the gezel. Kid the masiv l'ktsoiv, like the Gemara says later, that the gazlan that was magdish et yish vishini Hashem. L'kach mivsel mishim davelay mitzvah bo baveirim. That's why it's poslot mitzvah bo baveirim. So that's how the Ri learned pshat, that was the proof that Yish isn't kaine. Because if Yish is kaine, then there wouldn't be a psula mitzvah bo baveirim. Uba nezike nami. Now, the Gemara had brought a raya against Ula. The Gemara brought a raya against Ula. We learned Gona v'Higdish. Bach kach tovach amoche, maspot van daud vehei. Chi agamne b'chutz onish koritz. So the Gemara asked Akashe, why is there an onish koros l'choire? It's not roi l'pesach o yelmoid, because Yish is not koine. So the Rabbeinu Tam asked Akashe, why didn't the Gemara ask from the first din, that he's pot of Dalet Vehei, because he's pot of Dalet Vehei, because he shechted Shel Hegdish? Why didn't the Gemara ask if Yish isn't Koine? If Yish isn't Koine, so why is he pot of Dalet Vehei? Now, so the Rabbeinu Tam was Machiach because of this, that Ula holds Yish is Koine, and that's why the Hegdish is Chal. The whole problem is, it's not roi l'pesach oyomai. The way he's saying pshat, there's no problem whatsoever. But nezokin nami iloy detoni alo. If it wouldn't have said this beraisa b'chiyagavne b'chutz onishkoris, migufe de beraisa loymotzi porich leule. From the gufa beraisa, you couldn't ask anul. The afal gav di yiyush loykoni. Shapich al hegdish mishim davla yish mishini Hashem. So memele, that's why the Gemara could only ask from the Vetoni Allah, and the Vetoni Allah says Yechayiv Koris. We know that Shchut Echut Shoni Chayiv Vitzrei LePesach Oil Moyin. So that is why the Gemara only asked from the Vetoni Allah. But how it became hegdish, even though Yish is not Koine, there's no problem whatsoever. Not only the way the Rabbeinu Tam asked, why didn't they ask on Ula? Fakert from the Bereise, there's a raya to Ula. The Yiyush Koni, if we will say that Yiyush is Koine, ki loy higdish nami pota v'dalad vei. So why does it say that he's only potter from Dalet Vehei when he was magdishit? I feel if Yish is going to be potter from Dalet Vehei, I feel he wasn't magdishit because shalayu teveya, v'shalayu teveya, v'shalayu moicha, ki deparich mino lekamon Rabbi Yochanan l'Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asks an Reish Lakish from this din that it says gona v'higdish, va'acha kach tovach amoch, it says he's potter. So Rabbi Yochanan asked on Reish Lakish, da'oma yish koni. So he asked, according to Reish Lakish, so why do you need gona v'higdish to be potter from Dalet Vehei? I feel that without being magdish, he's potter from Dalet Vehei, because he is koni. So Memele, so Taisavis is saying, Punfakel, from the Rabbeinu Tam said, why didn't the Gemara ask how the Hegdish is Chal? Why didn't Gemara ask Anula? So Taisavis Fakel, Anula is very good. Since Yush isn't Koine, we need Hegdish in order to Pata from Dalet Vehei. So that is why you need Hegdish. And the problem, how is Hegdish Chal, is Bechlau no problem, because it's Yush Vishini Hashem. But Adarabe, if Yish would be Koine, then we'd have a problem. Why do you need Gona v'Higdish? After the Gneva alone, he should be, I feel without Higdish, since there was Yish, and Yish is Koine, he should be potter al shaloyu tabeich. Ba'ada rabbe, teime de loy porich minola rab Yehuda. It's a teime that the Gemara does not ask le rab Yehuda, the polik hosa ma'ule. Rab Yehuda is chaylik an ule. The real pshat in Yad Gemara that Ula says Yish loy koni, he took it kipshuta without a grain of salt. Yish is not koni. Rabbi Yehuda says Yish is koni. So and that's why there's no problem with mitzvah baba veira. B'sovar di Yish kedi havi Yish. So Memele, so Farkel Taisvi says, the problem the Rabbeinu Tam had is Bechlal not Shver. How is the Egdish Chal? Because the Egdish is Chal Yish Vishini Hashem. He says, but Taisvi says, I have a different problem. The Gemara asks from the Baraisa, An Ule, why is it Bechiyagavne Bechutz Anish Koriz? The Gemara should have said that, The Gemara should have asked on Rabbi Yehuda also, why do you have to be magdished without a hegdish? It's also, it should also be potter from Dalet Vehei, because since you, Rabbi Yehuda, holds Yish is kaine, so shalai you tebech. Veleka lishnuye kidimishani likamon. Now, Taisvis brought down this kasha which Taisvis is speaking about, Taisvis is speaking about a kasha that Rabbi Yochanan further will have a merube that Rabbi Yochanan asked on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Chiyuvai lifna yish, v'la'ache yish yopota from dalet vehei because shaloyu tebeyach. So Rabbi Yochanan asked a kasha on Reish Lakish, so what do you do? Here it says, gona behigdish, Davke Higdish is potter from Dalet Vehei. But why says Loi Higdish? Is Chayiv Dalet Vehei. Ah, you hold Yish is koine. So Be'emesin Reish Lakish answers this kasha as follows. Reish Lakish says that what it says, Gona Vehigdish, is speaking about, it's not speaking about after Yish, it's speaking about before Yish. And you know who was Magdish? Not the Ganav was Magdish. It's speaking about before Yush. The Ganav was a Magdish. The Nignav was Magdish. So Mamela, so it's very good. The Baraisa. Gonav, he stole, and the Nignav was Magdish. So it was before Yush. So Mamela, so he's Potter from Dalet Vehei because he was Teveyach Shalagdish. So Taisvis says, this is Reish Lakish's Teretz and Rabbi Yochanan's Kash. So now Taisvis asks, why didn't the Gemara ask and Rabbi Yehuda this Kash? V'leke lishnuyei k'demishani l'kamo. You can't say the same Teretz that Reish Lakish said on this Kash, l'Reish Lakish, k'goyin shekdishu b'aylem b'yad ganev. Dimkain, if the case is speaking about that the Nignav was Magdish, dim came my porich hosam leula koris my abidite. The Gemara sakashanula, you hold that the Ganav can make a korban. It's not roi lepesach, roi lemoyet. So Memela, the whole problem in Ula is if the Ganav is Magdish, if the Ganav is Magdish, so it's a mitzvah bo baveira. So then there's a problem. But if the Makshin held, like Reish Lakish, that is speaking about that the Nigda was Magdishit, so then there's no problem on Ula either. Homischayiv Korishape, the Royal Pesach Royal Moyet, Kivin Shekdishe Baila. So Taisva says, Amoyra de Kekasha. Taisva is a problem on that Gemara. The Makshin had a problem. The Makshin, it says two halachas. It says, Gone of Higdish, Vach Kartova Hamocha, is part of a bald way because of Hegdish. Then it says if he shechted it bachutz, it's onish koris. So the Makshin asked, according to Ula, why is it onish koris? L'chayretz not roi lepesach roi l'moyit. So Tosfos has a kasha, the Gemara should have asked on Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda also. Why do you need God of a Hegdish? If Yush is kaine, So he should be potter from Dalad Vahei Afilu without the Hegdish, because Yish is Chayim. V'yesh Loima. So this is a problem according to Taisvis. Taisvis says, Davi Motze Lameima Ule Taimech. The Gemara could have asked the Makshin the way you understood the Baraisa, so why are you only asking from the Vitoni Alo and Ule? You should have asked from the Etzem Baraisa and Rabbi Yehuda. Why Gona Vehigdish Potter from Dalad Vehei? Gona, we should also be Potter from Dalad Vehei, since you hold Yish is Koine. That speaking about it was Koine with Yish. So Memele, so Shaloye Teveir. That's one Mahalach. Inami. And because of this problem, Taisus wants to say, a whole new Mahalach in Rav Yehuda. Inami the Rav Yehuda, Nami Islay the Yish Loikoni. Amor de Kezach, the Machloikis in Gitten between Ula and Rabbi Yehuda, if it's a kosher kolm and it's a posel kolm, so Taisus wants to say, both of them hold that Yish is not koine. The time the Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar, bein loy noida mechaperes, that what Rabbi Yehuda says, if Yish is not koine, so why is it mechaper min ha-teire? Bishulam de loy chayish letaima de mitzvah abo ba'avere. Rabbi Yehuda does not have mitzvah abo ba'avere. That means, say Rabbi Yehuda, say ulo hold yish is not koine. And the mele, so, that what it says, gona behigdish, yizichani de hegdish, because yish is not koine. But Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though Yish is not Kain, he doesn't hold of the concept of Mitzvah Bo Baveire. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds Beinoida, Beinoida, Mechaperes, because he doesn't hold of Mitzvah Bo Baveire, so it's Mechapos Yish Vishini Hashem. Ula was the one that Schayish for Mitzvah Bo Baveire, so that's why Ula said, Beinoida, Beinoida, Eina Mechaperes. Bishum de loichayish, sabakaponim, abarabiud is lat loichayish, latav de mitzvah baba beire. Veloi garsinen hosom, my timer, kesova yish kedikoni. The Gemara says in Gitten, what is the time of Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara says, because Rabbi Yehuda holds yish is koine. And so it could be we're not kairos this, because according to Taisvis now, Rabbi Yehuda also Yish is loikoni, the homach loikes, Rabbi Yehuda and Ule is ayuchai shemitzah baba veira. Ubesuke de koma. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam was working with two Amiroim. He was working with Ula. Ula says over here that a Kolben Gozel is not Koine after Yish. And Ula holds in a Gozel of Machel that Yish is Koine. Then he was working with a Rabbi Yochanan in Mesechta Sukke. Rabbi Yochanan in Mesechta Sukke said, Gozel Dumye de Peseach. Ma Peseach less later kanta of Gozel less later kanta. Bein koidem yush, bein laache yush. Ay laache yush, or konye be yush. Shma mino, that is a concept of mitzvah bo baveira. So the Rabbeinu Tam had an offene gemore in Sukkah, that Rabbi Yochanan said, ho kanye be yush, he's koine be yush, and there's still a mitzvah bo baveira. So his yesod he built from Rabbi Yochanan and from Ula. Both of them hold Yish is Koine, and for that reason there's a mitzvah b'aveir. So Taisva says this Gemara that the Rabbeinu Tam built from, that even though you're Koine be Yish, it's still a mitzvah b'aveir. So he says, so that now he wants to fend for this Gemara. Ubesuke de koma elo liyache yish, ho kanye bi yish, Hachi Perusha, you have to learn the Gemara with a grain of salt. Hakanye biyush vishini Hashem. Gemara means yish vishini Hashem. Umashain masker elo yish. I the Gemara mentions yish mishum daideya yish shakaydim lachain kona vishini Hashem. Through the yish, it was kona vishini Hashem. But the Gemara doesn't mean hakanye biyush. The is sforim legarsi biyush ella hakanye. Fine. So memele, so the Gemara that the Rabbeinu Tam had built on, the Gemara in Sukkah, that Rabbi Yochanan said hakanye biyush vafal pikein, there's a psul of gozel. That was the Rabbeinu, one of the Rabbeinu Tam's mekayres that. Even though Yish is kaine, there's still a psul of mitzvah of avere. So Taisva says either one of the two. Either you learn the Gemara with a grain of salt. Hakanya b'yish means Yish b'shini Hashem, but you need the Yish in order to activate the Shini Hashem. As the Gemara mentions Yish, or we're meichik this forum that not kaires hakanya b'yish. Hakanya. And Nakanye means with Yish Vishini Hashem. So that is Shitas Atoisvis, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Yish is not Koine, and that is why it's a mitzvah Bobabeir. And now Toisvis wants to prove it. Veteida. The Hosom Rabbi Yochanan Komalei. Now Taisus wants to prove that Rabbi Yochanan was one of the rayas of the Rabbeinu Tam. Taisus says, I'll prove to you that Rabbi Yochanan holds Yish is not koine. Rabbi Yochanan is like the Yish loikoni, the Omar lekamo. The Gemara says further, Chiyuvei. The chiyuv of tviches mechire is bein lifnei yush, bein la'acha yush. Rabbi Yochanan says that the chiyuv of dalet ve'ei is la'acha yush. V'sovar the yush koni, if we'll say like the Rabbeinu Tam, that yush is koine amai chayev la'acha yush, Shaloyu toiveyach v'shaloyu moicha. Now this is a moiradike kasha. We have to really appreciate this kasha. Taisvis is asking a moiradike kasha on the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said that Rabbi Yochanan holds Yish is koine. And it's still, it's poslots mitzvah babavere. Fine. That was the Rabbeinu Tam's shita. Taisvis says, no, Rabbi Yochanan never said Yish is koine. It means Yish v'shini Hashem. Fine. Okay. But Taisa says, I'll prove to you that Rabbi Yochanan holds Yish is not koine. Because there's enough in the Gemara further that Rabbi Yochanan said beferish, after Yish Yechayef of Yoteveyach. Chiyuvei bein lifnei Yish and bein la'achi Yish. Frag Taisa on the Rabbeinu Tam, if Rabbi Yochanan holds that Yish is koine, tzakadi b'chayef t'vicha after Yish. Shaloyu teveyach, shaloyu moich. Now, on this kasha, the Shita Mekabetzes brings down a teretz from the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, this is a terrible kasha. This isn't a posh at the kasha. This is mamish proving that the Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. His whole yesod was that Rabbi Yochanan holds Yish is koine, and there's still a mitzvah of Avera. Rabbi Yochanan has told Yish is not koine, because he says Yechayim Dalet Vei. So the Shita Mekabetzes brings down a Moira de Kazach, the Rabbeinu Tam Meforish, the Av Al Gav the Yish Koine, even though Rabbi Yochanan holds Yish is Koine, Mechayev Rabbi Yochanan Bedalad Vei. He's still Chayev Dalad Vei. The Gzeres Akosavu, Vetovchoi Umachoroi, Loishna lifna yish, veloishna la'acha yish. Help, Rabbeinu Tam said, even though he's kind of be yish, he's still chayiv dalad vei. So you start scratching your head, how can this work? It's a gzeiras hakosef. So let's go a little backwards. First you say, where do you see this in the posik? He says, where do you see this in the posik? Please. So Tehelikav Sefer and Gitten. Oh, he saw it in the posik. There's a tane that holds with a machloikis the rabbonon in Rab Shimon if stam gneve yish bailim, stam gzele yish bailim. But there's one tane that holds stam gneve yish bailim. When something is stolen, automatically the bailim is meyayish. Hey, what's this going to do? He's going to start taking fingerprints. He'll never find the ganev. So mele stam gneve yish bailim. Hat der Rabbeinu Tam gesagt, no, so how do you learn Chumash? That v'chiyig nevi shoy v'seo utvachoy yom v'choroy, he pays the old way, please. How do you pay that? It should say, utvachoy v'choroy the next minute before he found out. You have a posik that says utvachoy yom v'choroy, and stam gneve is yiyush bailim, how do we learn this posik? Is a raya, that even though Yish is kaine, he's still chayv dalad vei. Fine. So the raya from the posik we can appreciate. It's a big, a good kasha. Stam gnevi yish bailim. It says stam utvachim achorei. That's a good kasha. It's a raya for after Yish, you also chayv dalad vei. But kan shayil aben, good. But what's pshandis gzeres akosab? It's a por adume. It's, I mean, how can we understand this Gzeiras HaKosef? It's his. It's his. Yish is Koine. It's his. And he shechs it, he pays the Aleph V'Hei. How do we understand such a Gzeiras HaKosef? It's very, very difficult to understand. I thought that the way we had mentioned before, the Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam holds Yish is Koine by a Ganev, that means that the Guf Adovo is his. But the Shabbos Adova, that means there is a Seh, and then there's the Shabbos of the Seh. The Seh, the Ganav is kind of biyush. The Shabbos of the Seh is a Shiel Bikinyonai. The Shabbos of the Seh belongs to the Nignav. And that is why we said the Rabbeinu Tam held it's a mitzvah bobaverim. It's still Gozel. The Shavius of the Seh still belongs to the Nigna. Never was kind of the Shavius. That's a Tzashir Bikinyone, as we mentioned, how the Ktais mentions this for that Yush by Aganav is a Shir Bikinyone. So we can understand a little bit this Gzeiras HaKosef. That means even though the Seh belongs to the Ganav, but the Mominess of the Seh still belongs to the Nigna. So I'm shechting my seh, that's true, it's my seh, but the mominess of the seh does not belong to me. The mominess of the seh belongs to the nignav. So mamela, so can we understand that, and that is a gzeiras hakosef, that since it doesn't belong to you completely, only the guf adava belongs to you, but not the shavius adava, since a gzeiras hakosef, you pay dalet vei. It could be this is pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah. Uba goizel basre. Uba goizel basre, come on, Rabbi Yochanan, mishmei, another raya. So one raya, Taisvis, shlugged up the Rabbeinu Tam. Taisvis says, the Rabbi Yochanan said that Yochayv dal vehe after Yush, Yish is kind of why you chayv the whole time. But, kasha and Rabbeinu Tam. Ubagoizel basra, second kasha. Ubagoizel basra, koma Rabbi Yochanan, mishmei de Rabbi Yanai. Tishinei rishus, v'achakach yiyush, loikoni. Shinei rishus, v'achakach yiyush, loikoni. Now, let's just try to understand the kasha. There, Rabbi Yochanan says over there, if Reuven gamved something, we gave it to Shimon before Yish, And then the Bailim was Miyayish when it was by Shimon. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Shini Rishus V'achakach Yiyush Loikoni. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. So now, Tosfos had a kasha. If, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ganav is koine b'yiyush, Rabbi Yochanan knows the Ganav is koine b'yiyush, so the second person, the Ganav gave it to Reuven. And now the Bailam is miyayish, so the second person isn't worse than the Ganav. So if the Ganav is koine b'yiyush, so why isn't the second person koine b'yiyush? So we see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that yiyush is not koine. As that was the raya that Tosfos brought k'neged the Rabbeinu Tam. So Teileke Chazoinish, he doesn't understand the raya of Tosfos. He says, when a ganav is koine b'yush, according to Rabbi Yochanan, a ganav is koine b'yush, he says, but the Dmei HaChefetz belongs to the Nignav. He has to give the Nignav the Dmei HaChefetz. He's only koine the Guf HaChefetz. Now, 1 minute, let's say there was yush by the ganav in Shini Rishus, by the he gave it to someone. Yush first and then Shini Rishus. The second person can keep the chayfetz and he doesn't owe any money to the nignav. Yush v'Shini Rishus is koine for that person legamri. Yush v'Shini Rishus is koine legamri by the second person. The ganav, if we hold yush is koine by a ganav, so a yish is kind of by a ganav. See the Tosfos before. It means that the guf adava belongs to him, but the shavius adava still belongs to the nignav. But yish v'shini rishus, there's a kinyan of there's a lomdus of shini rishus. So the second person, it belongs to him completely. He doesn't owe any money to the nignav. So the chazaynish, so that's Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan says yish v'shini rishus belongs completely to the second one. Shini Rishus va'achar kach yish loikoni. What does loikoni mean? That is not koine the guf adova. The guf adova is ikha koine. But he's not koine the shavius adova. Rabbi Yochanan is coming to tell us that don't say there's no difference between yish v'shini rishus and shini rishus va'achar kach yish. There's a big difference. Yish v'shini rishus, so the second person is koine legamri. Shin Rishus v'achakach Yish is not koine legamri. So you only have a kinyan of Yish, and Yish only koine the guf adov and not the shavius adov. Now, before we see the Tosfos further, I'd like we should just look for 1 minute just to see a Gemara and Daf Kuf Yudalad. Then we'll understand what Tosfos is speaking about. Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, let us first see the Mishnah, and then one Beraisa, and then a Shtikel Gemara later. Let us just see the beginning of the Mishnah. Notlu, but just we should know that Rashi says later in the Gemara we should know Teichwerter. A Moiches is a Gazlin, and a Listim is a Ganav. That's what Rashi says later in the Gemara. Fine, that's that we know. We have to know Teichwerter. Now let us learn the Mishnah. Notlu Moichsin es Chamoire. Moiches is a Gazlin. A Gazlin went and took his Chamoir. V'nosnu loy chamoy racha. So he started screaming, take my chamoy. No problem. We'll give you a different chamoy. They gave him a different chamoy. Now, in parentheses, this second chamoy is also a stolen goods. They're giving him a different chamoy. They want to take his chamoy. They're giving him another stolen chamoy. Notlu listim es ksusoy. Now we're talking about kanovim. They took his ksus, v'nosnoloi ksus acheres, and they left over another. When they stole his ksus, they got of him, they left over another ksus, and we like your bread better, the shirt. Okay, we left over, but it's also stolen goods. Arei elu shaloi, So now the shaila is, if this nigzal or nignav can keep the different chamoy, can it keep the different iksus? Harei elu shaloi, mibnei shahabailim misyashim mehem. That the previous bailim on that chamoy and that iksus, they were miyayish already. You can keep it. Let's not go into the lumdis, but since they were miyayish, he can keep it. No problem. Fine. Now let's jump down to the beginning of the Gemara. Tone, im notal, the Baraisa says, marzer lebailem horishoinim. No, the Baraisa doesn't say that. No, you can't keep it. You took the ksus, you took the chamor, let's find out who it belonged to. You're not allowed to keep it. You give back this stolen chamor. You, what the Ganovim gave you, you give it back to the Bailam HaRishayim. That's what the Baraisa says. So, L'chayre, let us assume for 1 minute, it's a Machloikis, the Baraisa and the Mishnah. The Mishnah says he can keep it, the Baraisa says he can't keep it. And now the Gemara explains the Baraisa, Kosova Yiyush Kedi Loikoni, that the second person is not koina with Yiyush alone. Umikore b'isura osa l'yoda. So it's b'isura osa l'yoda. Yiyush kedi loikoni b'isura osa l'yoda. Now, so we have here l'chayra machlikes, the Baraisa and the Mishnah. Now, let us just mention the Ha'orah, which the Rabbeinu Tam will mention. That means, L'chayre, this is called Yish V'shini Rishus. This is not called Yish Kedi. So let us just put this Ha'orah on hold. The Rabbeinu Tam will speak about this Ha'orah. But not understanding why the Gemara calls it Yish Kedi. But we have over here, Amachloikis, the Mishnah and the Baraisa. The Mishnah holds he can keep it, so we'll say because the Mishnah holds Yish Kedi is koine. The Baraisa says he has to give it back because he holds Yish Kedi loikoni. Fine. Now, later, the Gemara has a problem. The Gemara has a problem. The Mishnah spoke about two cases. One case, it was speaking about Notlu Moichsin es Chamoire. We said a Moichis is a Gazlan. Notlu listim as ksusoi, a listim as aganet. And the Mishnah says he can keep it mipnei shemisyayshu habaylam. Shemisyayshu habaylam misyayshu mehem. So the Gemara has, this is a very problematic Mishnah. One time holds tam gzele yish baylam. One time holds tam gneve yish baylam. And here we have a Mishnah, gneve, gzele, he can keep it because the baylam is miyayish. So this is a big problem over here. The Gemara later, 9 lines from the bottom, speaks about this problem. Money. Who does the Mishnah go like? Irabonon. If it's going according to the Rabbonon, who holds Tam Gnevi Yish Bailen, Kashe Gazlan. Irab Shimin Kashe Ganef. Bishloime Lohule the Omar Biyodua Koni. Ochinami Biyodua. Ule said the whole machlekes, the Rabbon and Rab Shimin is Stam Gzeile. That means if there was a Gzeile, there was a Gneve, I don't know the matzav haruach of the bailim, was he miyayish? Wasn't he miyayish? So the rabbonon holds tam gneve yish bailim, the shimon holds tam gzele yish bailim. That's stam, if I don't know. But biyodua, if I went over to the nignav and nigzal, and I interviewed them, and I said, no, what's your matzav haruach? And they both said, I'm miyayish. If he's miyayish, he's miyayish. So the Gemara says, according to Ule, I understand very good the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about Biyodua. I know Klo, the Bailim, were miyayish. I interviewed them. I heard them. They were miyayish. Vikoni. And the Ganav was kaine. So the Mishnah is speaking about biyadu, and the Mishnah holds that Yish is kaine. The Barais holds Yish is not kaine. So the Yish kedi loikon. Now, let us go. This is the Gemara of Kuf Yudalid. And now, let us see Taisvis. Zok Taisvis, Rabbi Natam brought a raya from this Gemara. Yeah. Rabbi Natam hikshe. The Bagoizel Basra Mashme, the Lu'ula Yiyush Kedi Koni. That Ula holds, you'll see Claude way I said that Ula holds Yiyush Kedi Koni. The Porech Mimas Nisen, the Notul Mechsem Chamoyre Benosle Chamoyrach Areze Shaloi. The Komal Bishloi Melu'ula Biyadua. According to Ula, the Mishnah is speaking about, I know Claude was Miyayish. Medivrei Hakel. So according to Ula, it's speaking about, I know it was Miyayish, and Ula is very good, the Mishnah. V'nosnu loy chamoyroi, so Taisa says like this, that v'koma bishloi melu'ula biyadua v'divrei hakel. V'nosnu loy chamoyr acher choshim lei hosom yiyush kedi. V'koma hosom tone v'imnotol machzel l'baylam orishaynim. V'meforish t'ksova yiyush kedi loy koni. V'tayma niret lechoshev leishine reshus. Mishum da'al kolchoi noisnim loy. Now, I'd just like to explain for a few minutes what Taisvis is saying. Rabbi Natam says he was the one that held Ula holds that Yish is koine. The Ri said, no, it doesn't mean Yish means Yish v'shine Hashem, by Eiris. Fine. Okay, so the Rabbeinu Tam says, Abay said, I have an often a Gemara that Ula holds Yish is kind. Because the Gemara says that according to Ula, Pshatan, the Mishnah is not lo meichsim chamoyre, v'nosn lechamoyrache, not lo listim ksusai. So the Gemara says, according to Ula, this is speaking about Biyodua. I know he was Miyayish, and that's why he's Koine. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam said, this is not Yish Vishini Rishus. This is Yush. And you see, according to Ula, that's Pshan the Mishnah, Yush is Koine. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, what right I have to say it's Yush alone? Why, how do I, it's Yish Vishini Rishus? She says, because they have enough in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says he has to return it because Yish loikoni. So for some reason, this is not called Yish v'shini rishus. This is called Yish. The Gemara calls it Yish. And the Mishnah says, according to Ula, I understand Pshat the Mishnah, because Pshat the Mishnah is biyadua, v'divirehako, Yish is kaimeh. So you see, Ula holds that Yush is kind. That was the Rabbeinu Tam Shtik Torah. Now the Rabbeinu Tam had to say, no, I'm saying a Shtik Torah, that it's Yush, it's now called Yush v'shine Rishus. Why isn't it called Shine Rishus? I mean, let's explain the Gemara. The Gemara calls it Yush. Why isn't it called Shine Rishus? So the Rabbeinu Tam says, "Leichoshev leishini rishus mishum da'al kolchoch noisnim loy." L'chayre pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam, so in Sefer Divrei Eliyahu from Rav Chazan Zecheinu Levrochem, Rav Chazan said as follows. Chazan said that if Yish is not koine, if Yish is not koine, so who makes, so let's, we have a chamoyer. We have, let's make a scenario, we have here three people. Reuven is the Nignav, Shimon is the Ganev, and Levi is the one that's being given the Chamor of Reuven. So if we hold Yiyush is not Koine, Yiyush is not Koine. So what happened? Shimon stole from Reuven a Chamor. Who does the Chamor belong to? So belongs to Reuven. Yiyush is not Koine, belongs to Reuven. Who's going to make it Ois Reuven's Levi? By making a Shini Rishus, I'm making it Ois Reuven's, because Yish V'Shini Rishus is Koine. Who wants to be such a Ois Wolf? That means Levi should make the Gmar Hoitzor Mershus from Reuven. He wouldn't do such a thing. So that means he doesn't want to be Koine. If Yish would be Koine, so then I'm not championing. So if Yish is Koine, so it belongs to the Ganev, it belongs to Shimon. You're giving me a Chamoyer, you're giving me your Chamoyer. Fine, I'll take your Chamoyer. But if Yish is Loikoni, so you're giving me Reuven's Chamoyer. And you want that, you give, and I should go and make it Ois Reuven's Chamoyer. Chas v'shalom. Such a thing I don't want to do. I don't want to steal from Reuven. I should make the Gemar Hoitzor Mershus from Reuven. Such a thing I don't want to do. Zokta Rabbeinu Tam, that is Pshat in the Gemara. The Baraisa that says, Yachzirenu, because it means he doesn't want to be take away from the Ganev. I don't want to be koine from the nignav. I don't want to take away from the nignav. So memela, if yish kedi is koni, so memela, fine. So it's the ganev. So you're giving me your chamoyer. That I'll take. So the Mishnah holds yish kedi koni. So memela, that's why Areze Shaloi, because he's not doing any avla by taking it from the ganev. The Beraisa says, Yish kedi loikoni. So therefore, this person, this lady who is accepting the chamur from the ganev, in reality, he's taking it away from the nignav. He doesn't want to take it away from the nignav. Is bal kolche loikoni. So he should give it back to the nignav. He doesn't want to take away from the nignav. So yish kedi loikoni gives it back to the nignav. Al koponim, we see that the Mishnah is holds Yish Kedi Koni, and that's according to Ula. Ula said Pshan, the Mishnah, and it seems that Ula holds that Yish Kedi Koni. So you see that Ula holds that Yish Kedi Koni. Let us just again see the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Tam. By the time Miksha, the Bagoizel, Basra, Mashma, the Laula, Yish Kedi Koni. The Pochmi, Masnis, Nadloch, Moichsen, Chamayim, Nosech, Meiracha, Areze, Shalai, Bekoma, Bishlai, Melaula, Laula, I have no problems to understand the Mishnah. Be Yodua, I know that he was Meyayish, Saibai, Nigzal, Saibai, Nigzal, Divrei Hakel. The Nosno Loi Chamer Acher, so the tool is very good, the Mishnah. Choshim Loi Hosam Yish Kedi. It's not called Yish Vishini Vishus. The Kama Hosam Tonavim Notel Manzer Labailam Arishainim, Poshu Sovi Yish Kedi Loi Koni. The Barai Sol Yish Kedi is not Koine. Why isn't it called Yish Vishini Rishus? The time in Yud Lechoshim Loi Shini Rishus, Pshim Dar Kochoch Noisnim Loi. He doesn't want to take away from the nignav. V'tiretzri. So what did the Ri do with this? Here you have l'chayra anof in the Gemara that the Mishnah is good according to Ula, and you see that Ula holds the Yish is kind. V'tiretzri, the Baraisa akolchach le'ayri kemasnis. The Ri says, no, the Baraisa is not talking about the same case of the Mishnah. The masnisin k'toni areyu shaloi, the Baraisa k'toni marzel abayil marishoyne. So the Rabbeinu Tam learned that it's a machlekes taka bishka di konyama. Voidim kein damas nisin kaima tikshemi bereisa la rabbe. So if you learn the way the Rabbeinu Tam learned that Yish is not koine, so what did rabbe do with this bereisa? The koma yishka di koni. So Toysa says, Elo bereisa airi shabailim oimdim veloinis yashu adayim. The Baraisa is speaking about that when it was given to him was before Yish. Afagav de l'soif achad osel yodei nishya ishu loikoni. the shini rishus the kaidem yish leikoni, kedamashma lekamot, the yish kireidon nami leikoni, what afilu lerabe, given the besura osel yodoi, vitsoich laharzar adomim. So that what the Baraisa says, leikoni means leikoni adomim. Yish could be kind of as leikoni adomim because by yish kedi, I feel according to Rabbi, you have to be marzer the dom. Avo masnisen aire leule biyodua shenis yayish mikami da osel yodei. The Mishnah is speaking about he was miyayish before he got it. Chiyosel yodei avale yish vishini rishus. So Lamai said, the Ri said, the Barais and the Mishnah is talking about two different cases. The Mishnah is speaking about Yish Vishini Rishus, he was Miyayish Kaidim Basel Yodai. The Barais is speaking about the Vishini Rishus Vachakah Yish, and that what the Barais says, Leikoni, means that the Domim, he was Leikoni.